Industrial Talk is brought to you by Armis. Yes, you are in the digital transformation game. Yes, you need to find trusted companies, trusted individuals to help you along with that journey. The Armis platform delivers complete asset intelligence. You know what that means? Insights into your connected assets. You're in the digital transformation game. You have to have that insights into what is connected. Go to armis.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed. Also, Industry IoT Consortium. At Industrial Talk, we always talk about education. We always talk about collaboration. We're always talking about innovation. And if you're a business that has any desire to be resilient to the future, you need to be able to educate, collaborate, as well as innovate with other industry professionals. That's a must. Industry IoT Consortium brings that all together. You need to be a part of this community. You need to be connected with these leaders that are all a part of the Industry IoT Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. Again, you will not be disappointed. You're just going to be happy. On this episode of Industrial Talk, we are on site, IoT Solutions World Congress, Barcelona, Spain, the town. And I want to make sure that you put this on your calendar for 2023. End of January, IoT Solutions World Congress 2023. You will not be disappointed, and you'll probably get to meet our next interview. Andre Seilbotter, Relayer is the company. Digital transformation, they're leading the way in digital transformation. Excellent company, incredible people, making things happen. That's Relayer. You'll have all the contact information out on Industrial Talk. Enjoy the conversation.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate you finding time in your busy schedule. By the way, you can't call your Relayer truck. It's like right in front of us, guys. So if you're listening, there's a big old semi in front of us, and it is Relayer, and it's pretty doggone cool.
Yeah. Oh, hey, glad to be here, and then thank you for inviting me. Yeah, there's a huge truck. It's a bit of an institution in Relayer culture these days.
Rightly so. It captures your attention because when we walked in, it was like, booth, truck? What the? Oh, hey, ho. Yeah, and it's a dandy, too. All right, for the listeners out there, Andre, let's give us a little background on who you are. And I've read your bio, but they haven't, so sure. Just a little background.
Yeah, so I'm Andre Chobotara. I'm CTO with Relayer. I've been with the company for over 5 years now. I've worn quite a few hats. I was running the analytics department in Relayer for a while. I took on a broader set of responsibilities in taking on engineering teams, and now I'm responsible for technical strategy and pretty much, well, everything that has to do with technology. Yeah.
That's pretty much everything. I mean, yeah,
I mean there's a lot in the sense that, you know, when you dabble in IoT, you know, it went from purely focusing on AI systems. It's all about edge compute and gateways and cloud compute and hybrid systems.
Yeah.
You got the entire palette of stuff to think about.
It's like the miscellaneous file now. IoT just has incorporated, and it's sort of a misnaming now, because it's like, oh, I'm in IoT. What do you do? Oh, AI. Oh, okay. So let's talk a little bit about Relayer. So what I can appreciate, because in my conversations, I've had a ton of conversations, is the fact that I'm looking for simple. I'm looking for a real trusted partner to help me with this digital journey. And I think I like the way you guys sort of roll that out. Can you help the listeners understand what that is all about?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, Relayer is a technology company, and we're developing IoT infrastructure and data services that sit on top of this infrastructure. I think what's interesting about Relayer these days is that it's uniquely positioned to marry the industrial data world with the financial operations world. And I think a colleague of mine very aptly put it along the lines of simplicity is complexity resolved. And
it's pretty cool.
I think it's a really cool statement.
Yeah.
And it actually really captures the essence of this company. We're going on a journey with our partners, and we're hiding all of the nitty gritty details that you would normally be exposed to if you worked with different, you know, different companies that you would somehow, you know, duct tape and nail together into a coherent solution. We're taking that complexity away, and we're giving you a single point of contact for, you know, collecting data, driving insights from the data. But also, I mean, there's a giant equipment as a service signpost on our truck. I'm not sure if people missed that. It's hidden in plain sight. But I think that's really interesting in the sense that we're in a position to create an experience for the customer that, again, combines systems that you would normally not connect. You know, ERP systems and contract management systems and IoT platforms. I think it's an ecosystem that is quite unique right now.
So lay out that that vision that when we start talking about everybody gets the operational component of IoT. Yeah. Let's put a device out on this asset, collect the data, analyze the data, and do whatever we need to do with the data. Where does the financial component come into? So yeah. I got that. Link that.
Consider that in an EAS model, you want to go for usage-based billing, as an example. You want to look at use cases around paper part or paper usage or paper whatever, right? And at that point, you have to think about a few things. How do I capture usage data? Not only capture usage data, but how do I transform it into something that, and I'm sure my colleagues in the financial structuring department are gonna kill me if they hear this, but very trivially speaking, how do I issue an invoice for a window of usage data? And that may sound like a trivial problem to solve, but it's not. It brings with itself multiple challenges. And coming back to your statement of IoT is just about everything these days, it's really spiraling out of control because
you're spot on. It is.
I mean, consider that you're issuing an invoice with usage data, but based on usage data, that invites a discussion on how do you trace the lineage of data. How do you prove that this invoice is truly connected to that window of usage for that specific asset at that specific site? And then it gets even more crazy because every customer, you know, you look at the IoT reference architecture and it's like, it's pretty straightforward. You put a gateway, give it some sensors, cloud computer, easy, right? But then you go in the field and you recognize, everyone seems to have something in place already, some toy of, you know, various maturity levels, and suddenly you're in a position where you have to either shoehorn your solution into an existing ecosystem or deal with a hugely complex and heterogeneous setup on site, like multiple software components from multiple vendors that you have to interact with, maybe pull usage data from. I mean, issuing an invoice based on usage data you pull from a third-party system, you don't even understand how it works from a partner that is not affiliated with you. That is a fundamentally challenging topic.
Because you're just touching on so many points here. Do you find, just from a user perspective, let's say I'm Scott, manufacturer, and then you start chiming in about, yep, you got this. And there's an ecosystem that I have out there. I know it is existing out there because I've been in business for a little while. Yeah. And then you start to talk about, and then we're going to try to pull it all together and make heads or tails, make meaning out of it. Yeah. Come on. Do you think people are, you know, if I heard that, I'd say, yeah, what, how long is that going to take me?
Yeah. Integration work is not easy work. I mean, even if you get the solution up and running, there's the hairy topic of maintenance, you know, synchronizing software rollout. Someone breaks the API, data's not flowing through. My alert did not go out because, I don't know, some usage parameter did not reach my platform because someone changed the API spec.
Right.
And I have no idea. And it's really difficult. It's a tough problem to solve. And it's not necessarily intellectually difficult work from a software development perspective. It's just a lot of moving pieces that you have very little control or visibility over. And I think one of the tough decisions that maybe many partners and customers have to consider is you know, replacing some of these systems with broader systems or systems that can, you know, do more things rather than shoehorn something into a setup that is maybe considered immutable. Maybe that's not the right way to go in the long term.
Could it be a strategy? And you're absolutely right, because let's say I have an ERP, and the ERP I deployed many years ago, and we've updated it and we did this to it. We customized that. It's not off the shelf, whatever the jargon might be. The pushback that I would say is like, okay, can we create a project that is focused on success? Meaning start small, say, okay, here's a problem. And then I want to be able to deploy something with Relayer, and I want to pull in all of these components. I've got my ERP. I've got all of the there. Can we do that? Can we do it from an incremental perspective?
Yeah, I think there's various maturity levels when you look at the solution as well. So in principle, you can spin together a POC using existing systems, and you can prove the hypothesis without creating too much disruption in the software ecosystem without, the barrier of entry to this project is you replace your ERP system with our own code and everyone's appetite dies on. It's like,
it's dead.
Yeah, exactly. So you can prove the hypothesis. You can get something that kind of works. But I think to get to a production grade system that you can trust and you trust that it's, that the lights stay on, that it's updated in a coherent fashion, that there's no breaking changes and whatnot, I think that invites a broader discussion around: do you truly want to keep these existing systems, or are you more comfortable with swapping them out? Of course, if there's many customization that you've applied to your ERP system, then it gets hairy. In that case, there is no way around it. You have to create a custom implementation, and that's not necessarily problematic, but of course, it prolongs the journey.
But they exist out there. It is what it is. But I struggle with the need to do it because it's going to cause some pain to a certain extent, but I have to do it if I am a manufacturer, if I'm in supply chain, whatever role I'm playing. I need to firmly consider that digital transformation journey. I have to do it. If I want to be resilient, if I want to be competitive, if I don't want to go out of business, I have to do this, and I have to go down that road of making that happen. So, it's something, and then when we start talking about this, then I'm concerned about, okay, how do I upskill my workforce to be able to do this? How do I reskill? How do I plan all that out? So those are some challenges.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a journey. I think and it's not an easy journey. Nope. And it's a journey that requires also a lot of empathy from Relayer side or anyone who basically takes the customer on this journey. You need to recognize that there's a workforce that needs to be upskilled. Either way, you have to choose your battles in some sense. You could say, all right, well, I'm going to hold on to my existing infrastructure. I'm going to hold on to my existing systems. And I'm going to shoehorn this new partner in and, pay for some custom development, put some glue in place, make sure that I don't disrupt my processes all that much. That requires maybe an investment in a different area. It's just a question of which battles do you want to choose. But I think fundamentally, especially when you look at something like EAS, it is very tempting as a customer to say, well, I already have an ERP system. I have SAP. Can we just take the IoT part and tie it to that one, or the other way around? Like, but I already have an IoT part. Can I just not tack on the financial operation side of things to my IoT platform? We can do these things, but then it creates.
But is it right?
Is it right?
Is it? Are you laying the foundation for success, or are you just sort of here's a clunker?
And do you want to trust that the system runs that I think many people, myself included, and engineers included, maybe downplay just how brittle these systems can be. I mean, consider asset lifecycle management. My asset comes online, is offline, is moved, the serial number, like some spare part gets changed. These are all key events in the asset lifecycle that have to be synchronized across different systems, and if you try to say, well, I'm going to bring my own IoT platform, then that just invites a discussion around, well, how do we create this entire middleware between the financial operations platform and IoT system? Oh, it's an entirely new software product that you have to worry about now.
And bottom line, you need, and I'm always a big fan of trusted Sherpas, because it is, like you said, it's a journey, and it is, and there are tremendous and potential speed bumps, issues, and And you need, from a culture perspective within organizations, a passion to do it. Yeah. Because it isn't easy, but I believe, and given the fact that you've got all these professionals roaming around here, I believe it's the right decision. And it is a right decision to make sure that you're in business. And I know that there are going to be businesses out there that are going to, I'm coming kicking and screaming, but it's going to happen. And I'm a big advocate. Just do it today. Just have that, at least have that conversation.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's very easy. And of course, Relayer is not immune internally to this either, but there's always the sunk cost fallacy to be mindful. You know, I have a system in place. But in the long term, the economics of holding on to the system may not make sense. So it has to be a pragmatic discussion, and it has to be a decision that your successors also will not have any headache.
There's just so, and it always gets down to that human equation.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting in a conference room and you're saying, okay, here we go. Let's look at all of the legacy systems. Let's look at everything that's connected. Let's look at your business. Let's look here. And I guarantee you, it's a spider web of just stuff. And I guarantee you that there's a spreadsheet over there that somebody's been populating it's sitting over there, right?
Yeah. And it's a heart attack waiting to happen if you go into a conference room with a customer and start having this discussion. So I think you have to ease in, and you have to take it step by step and choose your battles always.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I like what you guys are doing. I like this conversation. I think you guys are hopping on all cylinders. I think that this is a great conversation. I think if I was a company and I needed to go down this road, I hear it, I read it, I look at the journals, and I see that I'm looking for somebody to help, and don't make it painful for me, please. Make it simple.
Will do.
Yeah, will do. There it is, the guarantee. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, either drop by our truck this week, or hit us up relayer.io, andrea@relayer.io.
It's an IO. It's not a .com. It's an IO.
It's an IO. I'm not quite sure why, but it's an IO.
Because I guarantee the URL for that was .com. It's available.
It's available online.
I thought it was. I don't know.
It could be a redirect. Could be a redirect. Yeah. But the official line is IO.
Hey, well, I got to tell you, this was great. I'm so glad that you said yes to get on the podcast, because I think that this is a fabulous event. You guys are definitely, you got a statement there. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we got a truck.
You got a truck. All right, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. So if you have any concerns about contact information, fear not. It will be out on industrialtalk.com. Thank you very much for joining. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, once again, thank you very, very much for joining Industrial Talk. And a hearty thank you to Andre Seilbotter. Relayer is a company. He is the CTO. He's a bigwig at Relayer, and they're doing incredible work. And you have to be in the digital transformation game. If there's anything that you hear from me, you need to be in the digital transformation game. Find trusted Sherpas to help you along with that journey and gain success, because this train is barreling down this track in a big way. Andre and team, Relayer, check them out. It's all out on industrialtalk.com. All right, calendar time. Again, IoT Solutions World Congress 2023 is right around the corner, January, end of January. And I encourage you with all my heart and soul that you look at that event. You will meet incredible professionals like Andre and others that are truly passionate about success, your success in this digital world. So go out, IoT Solutions World Congress, find out more. It's all out there. Get engaged. Always educate, collaborate, and innovate, because you're bold, brave, and you're daring greatly. Hang out with people like Andre, and you're going to change the world. Thank you very much for joining. We're going to have another great conversation from IoT Solutions World Congress shortly, so stay tuned.